Archer's Omnibus for the week of 22 to 26 December 1997.
Grateful to you. Come in and fetch me like this.
That's my pleasure. Shall I hold your gloves for you?
I didn't know if you'd be up to driving so far.
Yeah, it's not that far to the Laurels. There you are. That's your scarf done.
Yeah. But after your accident...
Well, now Clive Orobin is safely behind bars, I could drive to Edinburgh and back for afternoon tea and think nothing of it.
Well, he's only been charged so far. Do you mind if I sit down for a minute?
Oh, of course not. No, it's no rush. Hey, can you see him getting bail with his record? Nah, they got him this time. Master Clive won't be seeing the outside world again this millennium.
Make sure I got all me bits and bobs. Oh. You're certain he'll be convicted?
Well, when his mates have ratted on him and his flat's full of stolen gear. Oh, yes, I'm sure. I always knew he'd done it.
But you couldn't remember the attack.
Oh, no, not that. Though I should have guessed. But the robberies. See, I knew he was behind those. I never trusted him, whatever Linda Snell said.
How does she feel about this?
Oh, I don't know. She's been keeping a low profile.
That don't sound like Linda.
Chris reckons her nose has been put a bit out of joint by this Victorian fair lark. She said she didn't want to get involved. And now she isn't. She's sulking.
And when's that again?
Tomorrow. Why? Do you fancy coming out for that too?
Oh, no. No, I don't want to leave my Prue 2 nights in a row.
Hey, you've really settled in, haven't you?
Oh, you have. Seeing her every day after we've been apart for so long. You don't know what that's like.
Well, you both look well on it.
I'm looking forward to this evening, mind. Good old English wassailing. That's a long time since there's been any of that in Ambridge.
Sid's banking on it being a success. I hope you're going to favour us with a song.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
Oh, come on now, don't be shy. You know that's why you're coming out, really.
Maybe. If you twist me arm. How's the Boxing Day shoot looking?
Oh, it's all the better now Brian Aldridge isn't being allowed to take it over.
Are you sure you'll be up to it?
Yeah. Why? Who's been saying I won't be?
Oh, no. Is Bert still helping you?
Oh, did he ever. More a hindrance than help. No, we can do without him. If he's got time on his hands, he can take over Father Christmas's job.
Father Christmas? How do you mean?
Well, I was supposed to be playing him at the Victorian Fair. But you have to be jolted about in a coach and four, and... Well, I still get giddy quite easily. So I told Marjorie I couldn't do it.
Oh, I see.
Hey, if Bert wants to make himself useful, he can step into my beard.
Oh,
right, shall we go?
And still they come. Isn't this great, love?
It's wonderful.
I knew it'd be a success. What have you done with Tony, Pat? Isn't he coming?
Yeah, he'll be along in a minute.
Oh, he'd better hurry. I shall be closing the door soon. It's going to be the event of the season, isn't it, love?
Certainly is.
And what about John? I can see Helen and Tommy over there.
Well, I'm not sure.
I hope he's not down at the Cat. All that flash stuff they go in for is just not Christmassy.
Well, I don't think John feels very Christmassy.
Well, he can't miss this. What's the matter with him?
Oh, well, Sid, why don't you see how Tom's doing? It's nearly 7 o'clock.
Yep, so it is. Don't time fly when you enjoy yourself.
He's joking.
Tears before bedtime, my granny used to say.
Well, don't you think tonight will be a success? I mean, there are so many people here.
Well, it's not tonight I'm worried about.
Well, what's the problem?
Oh, Pat, it's our Christmas dinner.
Oh, isn't it booking up?
Yes, unfortunately.
I suppose it is a lot of work for you.
Oh, don't mind that. I'd happily work from dawn till dusk any other day of the year. But what sort of Christmas is it going to be for Jamie?
Well,
I mean, Sid says he's too little to appreciate Christmas, but that's not true. Of course he knows something special's happening.
Yes, but, I mean, the meal won't take up all day.
Well, I'll have to start the cooking pretty early. Oh, anyway, how is John?
Oh, still very low. It's entirely his own fault.
That just makes you feel worse. What's he doing for Christmas?
Staying in the cottage, he says.
All on his own.
Yeah.
Heavens, what a crush.
It's funny how the festive season drives everyone to drink.
Yes, isn't it?
It's our wassail evening, Linda. Haven't you seen the posters?
No, actually. Marjorie did mention something about it, but I wasn't sure she'd got it right. I'm a little concerned about her, to be honest with you.
Really? Why?
Well, she's out there on the village green clearing up leaves at this time of night. You don't think she's going a little, well, peculiar, do you?
Oh, of course not. Marjorie's got one of the sharpest minds in the village.
Not much competition there.
She must be getting ready for the Victorian Fair.
Well, that's what she said. It's a lot of fuss for a few stalls.
Oh, it's a little more ambitious than that, Linda.
Yes, well, exactly. I'm afraid she's bitten off more than she can chew.
I don't think so. It's not just Marjorie. There's Christine and Jack and Peggy and Janet.
Well, a case of too many cooks spoil the broth thing. It all sounded sadly muddled to me. You can't even be sure of your father Christmas.
George is going to do it.
Bert doesn't think so.
No, that's just because he's got an eye on it himself.
That's not what I heard.
I'm sure it's going to be fine.
Anyway, you can settle down to a nice traditional evening here.
Can I?
Yeah, well, Sid's gone to a lot of trouble to get things right. We've got the wassail bowl, and we've got Tom Forrest. He's going to start us off with a couple of songs.
And then we're all going to walk around the village, are we?
Well, no.
No,
but
I thought not. That is the essence of wassailing, Cathy. It isn't just a sing-song. Wassail, wassail, all over the town.
Oh, come
all
on,
over the
Linda.
Pub. Well, if anyone would bother to consult me, I could...
Shush. Here's Uncle Tom. Oh, he's come out of the laurels specially. Don't spoil it for him.
Ladies and gentlemen! Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Thank you. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you to the ball and the commencement of our Christmas festivities. We shall remain open through the holiday season.
Here we go.
And if any of you can't face the thought of sticking that turkey in the oven one more time, then come down to the ball on Christmas Day for a traditional Christmas dinner with all the trimmings. Place is still available.
More's the pity.
But back to tonight's proceedings. We're in for a wonderful traditional wassailing evening.
Traditional?
Oh, sure.
And to give the evening a flying start, the one and only Tom Forrest.
Ah, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And it's good to be back. There was a man in our town, I knowed him well, it were Parson Brown, a man of credit and renown, cos he was our parson. Now Parson, he had got a sheep, and a merry Christmas he would keep. A decent parson, him and cheap, well spoken and not a...
I'm sure Chris won't be long. She just needs to print out the final list of stalls.
This all looks very efficient.
Hmm?
I just want a last check so that everything can go smoothly tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sure it will. It'll be a great success. You've all been working so hard.
It's just that when Linda Snell quizzed me on some of the finer points of the organisation...
Well, what's it got to do with her? She's not one of the organisers. That's the problem, if you ask me.
You think we could have used her expertise?
No. Her problem, I meant. She's just jealous because you've managed to put on a successful village event without her sticking her nose in.
Well, let's not count our chickens.
Don't you mean turkeys?
It's nice to hear you laughing again.
I'm afraid I haven't been very good company this last couple of months.
Who could expect you to be after the ordeal you went through?
Mm.
I'm just so pleased to see you starting to come out of it.
Oh, and it's not just me. You should have seen Eddie's face when the police finally came to their senses and arrested Clive Orobin.
Oh, the whole family has been so worried. I just don't understand how someone can be so wicked.
Anyway, we should forget Clive. He's not worth wasting our time on. Concentrate on having a happy Christmas. I certainly intend to. I feel so much better.
Yes, George. Now, I was wondering about that.
Well, it's kind of you to take an interest. No, I'm really feeling fine.
Fine enough to change your mind about being Father Christmas? George, I wouldn't ask. But to be frank with you, I'm getting desperate. Jack says he's too busy. Bert won't touch it with a barge pole.
No.
I'm running out of options. And how am I going to face the children if there isn't a Father Christmas?
Oh, Marjorie, I'm so sorry. I really am. But it's my head, do you see? I still get these dizzy spells. And racing around in that coach and four, well, you don't want Father Christmas being sick, do you?
No.
Oh, try Bert Fry again. He'll be in the bull for this wassail night along with the rest of the village.
Going well, was it?
Well, it was packed when I dropped Tom off.
So, will you be coming out again for Christmas?
Oh, no. We'll be staying in the laurels. Waking up with my crew on Christmas morning. You don't know how much I've missed that.
I can imagine.
Christmas with your families, well, there's nothing like it, is there?
No, there isn't.
Everyone's been very kind since my Prue went into the laurels. Taking me there, or she a-coming out. But there's nothing like being together for the whole day, is there? Just the two of you.
No.
Not that we should be short of visitors. Christine and George are coming for their dinner with us.
Oh, are they? How nice.
I was really touched when George suggested it.
Oh, they wouldn't do it if they didn't want to.
Well, it'll save Chris having to do all that cooking. Women don't get much of a holiday at Christmas.
Ain't that the truth?
They're going to this party that Caroline's having at the Dower House first. Are you going?
No.
I thought you would be, with Caroline having money in the pub and that.
I'm afraid I shall be otherwise engaged, earning her some money. Can I get you some more punch?
Oh, I don't know. I've had three cups already. I don't want to be greedy.
Hello, Tom.
Ah, George. Ain't time for me to be going back yet, though,
no,
is it?
No. We thought we'd come down and join in the fun.
No, let me know if you find it.
Hey, what's happened? Where is everybody? The place was packed when I left. Oh, don't tell me it was your singing that drove them away.
No, you cheeky beggar.
No, it was Linda Snell.
Now, why doesn't that surprise me?
Told everybody you couldn't have a proper wassail unless you went wassailing all round the village.
Well, that is true.
So off they went.
Well, just because she said so. Left a nice warm pub on a night like this.
Oh, she also mentioned the tradition that you get a drink at every house you call at. A free drink.
Oh, I see.
Well, they'll be back. We should enjoy the peace while we can. I think it's nicer like this.
I bet Sid doesn't.
No, look at him. The ghost of Christmas past.
They'll be back soon.
Why? Why pay for booze when you can get it free?
Most of the village were here already. There won't be anyone in for them to get a free drink from.
Where are they then? They've been gone a good hour. All that money I spent on getting the wassail authentic. All them cloves and cardamoms and coriander seeds.
Oh, Sid, have you seen Bert by any chance? Hello, Pat.
Hello, Marjorie. Yeah, well, he was here.
And now he's not.
Where is everybody? George said it was packed.
It was. Set to break all records.
So what's happened?
Oh, thank goodness for a little peace and quiet.
Linda, you're back.
With all the others hot on your trail?
Oh, no. They're in the Cat and Fiddle.
The Cat? My wassailers are in the Cat.
Well, it was the only place that offered a free drink.
They'll be coming back when they've drunk that.
I doubt it. Then it was half price to all wassailers.
How was it?
Someone started a sing-song, but there weren't many traditional ones. You should have kept them here, Sid. At least they would have stuck to the theme.
I should have done what?
Sid, are you all right? You've got a very funny colour. Shall I get you a glass of water?
Now, Sid, don't do anything rash.
No. You are right. It is Christmas, after all. I don't want to spend it banged up with Clive Ottabin, do I? Excuse me, ladies. I'm just going to drown myself in my own wassail bowl.
That's not very festive.
Oh, Linda.
Was it your idea that wassailers left the pub?
No, not really. All I said was...
Oh, yes, we know. Tradition. Did you happen to notice Bert in the Cat? Marjorie's looking for him.
Oh, yes, he's there, settled in for the evening, I should think, like the rest of them.
I suppose I'd better get along there.
Is this about him playing Father Christmas?
Yes, why?
Well, I got chatting to him about it and told him he was being expected to step into George's shoes.
That isn't exactly the situation.
Well, he said he was fed up with doing that and getting no thanks for it.
But
his mind is quite made up, I'm afraid. He won't do it. So you better start looking for someone else.
You sure she's not going to burst in?
Positive. She's out for the count. When I said I was putting the baby down for a nap, she said she was a baby and she wanted to sleep too. Pass me the cellar tape, could you?
Yeah. You don't think she's getting jealous again, do you? Have you got the scissors?
Yeah. It's perfectly reasonable to be jealous of someone who can legitimately spend half the time snoozing. I nearly got in the cot with him myself.
Oh, I see.
No, honestly, I think she's fine now. Just getting so excited about Christmas.
Oh, I'm not surprised. I'm sure I never had this many presents when I was a child.
Oh, dear.
Hey, what have you said to her about the Father Christmas she's going to see at the Victorian Fair?
I said it was a friend of Father Christmas's sent by him so that the children can see what he's like, because, of course, you never see the real one.
Ah. And what did she say?
She said she was going to see the real one.
The Archer's Stubborn Street.
My family can be stubborn, too.
Yeah, I know. Poor Pip.
There. I think that's everything. Oh, by the way, Mum and Dad are wondering about church. When's Janet at St. Stephen's?
I'm not sure. It's either midnight mass or Christmas morning. Not both, of course.
We'd better check. I'll ask Janet.
Right.
I think she's supposed to be opening this fair, isn't she?
I don't know much about it.
You know there's a Punch and Judy?
Yeah, it's only because Nigel and Elizabeth are doing it.
I wish you hadn't told Pip.
Why not? She might like it.
Yeah, and she might not. I didn't.
Ah, Ruth.
I didn't. Give me nightmares for weeks. Come in.
Oh, yeah, Nigel and Elizabeth can share his any puppies. Mm. Hello, Bert.
Afternoon. Oh, that's a nice pile of presents.
All for the children, I'm afraid. But we haven't forgotten you. Have you been up at Hollow Tree?
Ah, I've just finished now.
How are the pigs? Any more tail biting?
I'm afraid so. That's why I've come down. Wondered when you wanted that straw took up to him.
Oh, as soon as possible, don't we, David?
Well...
Oh, time for his lordship's feed. Excuse me. See you at the fair.
Ah.
Now, Josh,
what's... So, shall I get that straw up to him tomorrow?
Well, only if you've got time. I mean, I really don't think it's urgent. I'm more concerned we get everything ship-shaped so we can all have a bit of time off.
Ah, now, I might be able to help you there.
Yeah, how come?
You know the Bull's going to be open on Christmas Day, serving Christmas dinner.
Yes, I had heard.
Well, my Frieda says Kathy's getting into her right state about it. Not sure she'll be able to cope. So she's offered to go in early and give her a hand with her vegetables.
Oh, that's nice of her.
Of course, she'll be away in time to cook our Christmas dinner. But she won't be there first thing. So if you want me to do the milking...
Oh, thanks. Yeah, then we can all watch the children opening their presents. That'd be really great. Yeah,
my pleasure.
Janet, we've been looking for you.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to find somewhere quiet so I could practice my speech.
Oh, I see.
Oh, it's silly for me always to get so nervous. I must have done it 100 times. I just hope the Steen Morgan doesn't drown me out.
It is splendid. I'm so glad we managed to get hold of it in the end.
Here we are. Mission accomplished. All the stalls have got their lanterns lit.
Oh, doesn't it look pretty?
We've been lucky with the weather, too.
It's supposed to be turning colder tomorrow, though.
I know. Nice and crisp for my midnight mass. I'm glad St. Stephen's has got it this year.
Yes. I think we're going to All Saints, aren't we, love?
Yes, we are.
Well, I'll see you at Caroline's drinks party. Say Merry Christmas there.
Oh, will you be able to come?
I hope so.
She seems to have invited the whole village.
I think we're all set.
Oh, it looks wonderful, Marjorie. You must be pleased. You've worked so hard.
Oh, not just me. But yes, there are many more stalls than I ever thought we'd get.
And all the games. Shove Eightney, Skittles, guess the weight of the turkey.
Punch and Judy. Those friends of Kate's juggling.
Oh, Marjorie's even managed to smooth Linda Snell's ruffled feathers.
I thought she was having a rest this year.
She just can't bear being left out.
I'm afraid that's true.
She was obviously going to keep on making a nuisance of herself until we gave her something to do. Then Marjorie had this brilliant idea.
Oh, what's that?
Dickens. Linda will read extracts from Christmas Carol or the Pickwick Papers. Can't have a Victorian Christmas without Dickens.
And is Bert being Father Christmas?
He isn't, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear. So who is?
You couldn't talk him round.
No. I might have stood a chance if Linda hadn't got to him first.
What are we going to do?
Well, I did wonder.
You'll have to do it, Jack.
Me? I can't. I'm in charge of the stalls.
Well, I'll just have to keep an eye on those.
The children will be very disappointed if there isn't a Father Christmas.
There will be. I'll have a word with George.
But he said the coach and four would make him sick.
Stuff and nonsense. He just wants people to make a fuss of him. I'll talk him round. It'll be all right.
I liked your speech. Really hit the right note.
Oh, thank you, Bert. My little choir went down well.
Well, it's the kiddies' time, Christmas, isn't it?
It is. Does that mean...
Yes, I can't let him down just because I've had a bandy with George Barford. I'll be Father Christmas.
I knew we could count on you.
Hey, isn't this good?
Oh, hello, David. Yes, it is going well.
I didn't think it was going to be much fun, but with all these games on offer...
They are proving popular. I see you've abandoned your wife and children for them.
Yeah, they're at the Punch and Judy, and I wasn't allowed to stay.
Why ever not?
Well, Ruth thinks I've got a frivolous attitude to it.
It's only a bit of fun.
Ooh, covers some quite meaty issues. Domestic violence, child abuse, capital punishment.
Punch and Judy?
Exactly, Bert.
Oh, here they come. I wonder what Pip made of it.
Hello, Trouble. Did you have a good time?
She loved it.
I told you.
Hey, what have you done with Josh?
Jennifer's kidnapped him again. I don't know what's got into her today. Oh, Christmas gets on people like that. We are celebrating the birth of a baby, aren't we?
It's a time for the kiddies, so I'd best be off and turn myself into you-know-who.
Who?
Oh, Bert's going to be our... S-A-N-T.
Oh, you've changed your mind. Good.
There's no need to make a big mystery of it. We've discussed this quite openly with Pip.
Well, how could you? I didn't make my mind up till 5 minutes ago.
Look, the concept.
What concept?
Bert's just going to put his Father Christmas costume on, Pet, and then we'll be able to see him.
Bert's not Father Christmas.
No, of course not, though. The real one's going down your chimney on Christmas Eve. I'm just standing in for it.
The real one's coming here.
No, the real one.
Leave it, love. You're not going to convince her.
No.
Oh, come on, Bert. I'll help you get into your bed.
Oh, you are.
Come on, then. Let's go and find your brother, shall we?
Pick me up, please.
Come on, you're not a baby. Oh, all right, then. Come on.
They were over by the Christmas chicken stall. What did you and Bert decide about the pigs?
Oh, there's nothing to decide.
So he's taking the straw up tomorrow?
Well, if he's got time.
David.
What? I'm sorry, but I really don't think it's a priority.
Well, I do. That tail biting is getting very nasty.
Oh, it's not that bad. Another couple of days won't make that much difference.
Leave it till after Christmas.
Well, if it means we've got time to relax and enjoy ourselves.
And what about the pigs?
Well, now you're just being sentimental.
I am not.
You are.
You're the one who's been...
What?
Well, I would say pig-headed, but it's an insult to pigs.
Well, I really do not
if
see...
If you'd just listen to me, we wouldn't get into this.
That's the way to
do. Well, now at least we know why she enjoyed punching Judy so much.
And you're sure he's going to do it?
He said it was all under control and we get a nice surprise.
Oh, I hope so. And I hope it isn't going to make him ill again.
It's a friend of Chris driving the coach and horses, isn't it? Oh, she'll go easy.
We must tell Marjorie. Oh, good, she's coming now.
Marjorie!
Oh, Jack, thank heavens I found you. The coach and horses have arrived.
Good.
Not really, when we haven't got a Father Christmas.
But we have. George said he'd do it.
I'm sorry, Jack, you must have misunderstood. Chris is with the horses, and she said George was definitely out of the picture.
Oh, heavens.
I'm sorry.
Go on, Jack. You'll have to do it.
But I don't understand. George told me...
There isn't time to work out what happened. Off you go and get into your costume.
I'm afraid it's the only solution.
Oh, I suppose so. Where's the costume?
In the village hall. You need to hurry.
Don't worry. Father Christmas won't let you down.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Don't worry. Jack will save the day.
Now you can come and meet my mummy.
Oh, Jennifer, you've got Josh.
He's sweet. Couldn't you just eat him up?
Haven't you grown? Yes, you have.
Ruth lent him to me for a bit.
Did she have a choice?
Oh, we've had a lovely time, haven't we? We listened to Cousin Alice and we've seen Auntie Elizabeth's puppets and we've helped Father Christmas get his boots on.
You've done what?
Bert Fry was struggling with the costume, so we held his beard for him, didn't we?
Bert was?
Oh, no, he must have changed his mind.
Oh, isn't that good?
Well, we can't have two Father Christmases. That's just what Linda Snell said would happen.
We shan't. I'll go and tell Jack.
No, no, I'll sort it out. It's my fault it's such a muffle.
I really don't mind. Oh, well.
Two Father Christmases. That'll be fun. Two lots of presents.
Where was Bert, anyway?
In the trees by the duck pond.
Well, the costume was supposed to be in the village hall.
Hello, Aunt Peggy.
Hello, David.
Good, you are here. Shall I take you back now?
Oh, must you?
Yes.
Yes, don't we all?
Yeah.
He's here.
Wow, yes, he is.
That can't be Jack. He couldn't possibly have got changed in time.
Sure. He looks too tall for Bert.
Maybe George did do it after all.
No, George is over there playing his cornet.
Can you see, Josh? That's Father Christmas.
That must have been his surprise, I suppose. The silver band.
It must be Bert. I shall have to stop wearing my glasses.
Hello, Pip. Can you see Father Christmas?
Oh, Bert! We thought it was you.
Oh, he was all set to do it, and then I saw someone beat me to it. Good luck to him. He's managing very well.
He is. Oh, good for Jack.
I told you I wouldn't be needed.
Jack! We thought that was you.
Hey, he's coming our way, Pip. Look, come on, get ready to wave.
I told you George would do it.
No, George is playing his cornet.
Hang on a minute there.
Oh, Bert. I've been looking for you everywhere. I wanted to tell you...
There's a new Father Christmas, huh? We can see that. The question is...
We didn't know you changed your mind. And then Jack very kindly offered...
I'm here, Marjorie.
And before you ask, George is over there with the silver band.
Jack's here, Bert's here, George is over there.
Huh? Well, then who?
Yes, who on earth is that?
You are silly. It's Father Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everyone!
Oh, good food.
It's Debbie's birthday cake. You'll have to wait.
Look at the bowl.
Icing sugar.
It must be a craving.
Darling, we'd agreed not to talk about that until after Christmas.
All right, all right.
It's so important to get your father in the right mood. Mm.
And, of course, Christmas has nothing to do with babies.
Oh, Kate.
Dad's the baby.
Please, Kate, if we could just get through Christmas and Debbie can have a nice birthday.
Don't worry. Oh, can I make myself some more?
No, it's bad for your teeth. You need to take good care of your teeth when you're pregnant. One of mine fell out when I was expecting Adam.
Things were different before the Wars of the Roses.
You have to think about these things.
But never mind my health. You sound terrible.
Oh, I'm all right. Sounds worse than it is.
Oh, look out, Mum. Here comes the Lord of the Manor.
Oh, no, wisecracks. Please, Kate, I've got a headache.
Darling, how are the Grundys?
Tugging their forelocks and plying you with strong ale?
Oh, strong cider. No, they're on top of the world. Ellie's had a letter from the Crown Prosecution Service confirming they're dropping all charges.
Oh, good. Oh, I'm so pleased. They can now have a happy Christmas.
God bless us, everyone. You'd better get round there with a basket of goodies, Mum. You're neglecting your duties as the Squire's lady.
Would it be too much to ask for a moratorium on your cheap jokes over the festive season? I'll take that instead of a present.
Yes, Dad.
2:20, 4:05. Great.
Hello, John.
Sharon, what the hell do you want?
Oh, and a Merry Christmas to you, too.
Well, I'm not feeling very Christmassy for some reason.
Well, neither am I. Can I come in?
No.
Oh, look, it's freezing out here. I won't stop, I promise. I've got to fetch Kylie in a minute.
I don't care.
Oh, please, John, I'm in such trouble. And it is Christmas Eve.
If this is about money, then...
No, it's worse than that. John, please, I've got no one else to turn to.
Well, I don't know why I should. Oh, stop shivering in that pathetic way. Come in.
Oh, thanks, John. Oh, can we go through?
No. If you've got something to say, you can say it here.
Oh, all right. Donna's thrown me out. We had a terrible row this morning about the phone bill.
Oh, so it is about money?
No, no, listen. I took Kylie round to a friend's, and when I got back, all our stuff was outside the door.
So? You've got a key?
Donna's bolted herself in. I knocked, I rang, I shouted, but she wouldn't let me in. We've got nowhere to go, John. What am I going to do?
Why should I care?
Nowhere, John. If you won't help us, me and Kylie are going to be on the streets for Christmas Eve.
Well, find yourself a stable.
Oh, John... Okay, maybe I deserve this, but I didn't think you could be so cruel to Kylie.
Oh, she's always your trump card, isn't she? So how much is it this time?
I don't want money.
What?
I thought Kylie and me could stay here for a few days, just till
we... You can think again. I'm going to be here spending the most miserable Christmas of my life on my own. And if you think I'm going to make it even more miserable by sharing it with a woman who helped me get into this mess... Excuse me. Kate.
Hi, John, I was just wondering... Oh, Sharon.
Come in.
I don't want to interrupt.
You're not. Sharon was just going.
But John...
Goodbye, Sharon. Go on through, Kate.
John, what am I going to do?
It's not my problem. Goodbye.
Right. Bye.
Throwing an unmarried mother out into the snow on Christmas Eve. How traditional.
Please don't start on me, Kate. Please.
Okay.
You want a cup of tea or something?
No, no. Mum's planning this big birthday dinner for Debbie. She'll go ballistic if I'm late. No, I wondered if you've got Hayley's mum's phone number.
Yeah, I've got it. Much use it's been to me.
Well, what do you expect?
I know, I know. I need myself to blame.
Only I've lost it and I just fancied a chat.
And what about?
Girls talk. It's nothing to do with you, Sunshine. So if you want me to tell her how pathetic you're looking and how you've thrown Sharon out...
Oh, what's the point? She's never going to forgive me.
What did the lovely Sharon want, anyway?
Oh, bed for the night.
Never gives up, does she?
No, this time the story is Donna's thrown her out.
About the friend she's been staying with?
Yeah. Mind you, Sharon's not the ideal flatmate. Never pays any rent, runs up the phone bill.
Do you think it might be true?
Maybe.
So, she really is wandering through the snow, clutching her baby to her breast.
Kylie's 8.
Pretty cold to spend the night on the streets, though.
They'll find somewhere.
Where, John?
Well, why are you so worried all of a sudden?
I've been on the streets, and Sharon's got a child. Well, couldn't they crash here for a couple of nights?
I don't want to spend Christmas with Sharon.
Well, don't. Go home.
Oh, don't say I'm too late.
Afraid so. I was Betty's last customer.
Oh, it was a bit of a long shot. It is pretty late on Christmas Eve to find a shop open, even Betty's.
Why, anything vital? Stuffing, turkey, Christmas pud?
No, just some cake decorations. It's Debbie's birthday.
Oh, yes, of course. Is she having a nice day?
Well, I hope so. She deserves it. I worry she gets overlooked. We always seem to be focusing on Kate.
Yeah, I know what you mean. There's certainly going to be a ghost at our feast this year.
Oh, dear.
Yep, John wants to spend Christmas in the cottage.
Or on his own?
Yes. He says he's not fit company for anyone and he doesn't want to spoil our Christmas.
But he's spoiling it anyway.
Yeah. And I was looking forward to it this year. Everyone seemed so settled. Helen on her course, Tommy at college, John with Hayley. Can't help thinking it must be my fault somehow.
Oh, John's splitting up with Hayley. Don't be silly, Pat.
I didn't bring him up to treat women like that.
But of course you didn't. You mustn't blame yourself.
Oh, I do, though.
But you mustn't. I mean, where would it end? I didn't bring Kate up to, well, you know, behave the way she does.
All right, I'm coming.
Hello, Sharon. I thought it might be you.
We've got nowhere else to go, John. Kylie can tell you.
No, leave her out of it. Hello, Kylie. Do you want to go in? Go through to the kitchen. Get some of the hot chocolate you like. Look, frozen.
Can I come through too?
Yeah. No luggage. I thought Donna had packed your bags.
She did. Don't you believe me? Ask Kylie. I took her back with me and Donna still wouldn't let us in. I yelled, I hammered. She threatened us with the police. Well, Kylie was crying.
Yeah, all right, all right. I just wondered where your cases were.
I left them at the bottom of your path. I didn't want it to look as if...
You were moving back in.
No, because it's not like that. This isn't a trick. I'm desperate. We've got nowhere else to go. You don't know what that's like.
No, you're right. I don't.
So what are you saying?
Well, there's quite a bit of food in there. Not turkey, but I expect you'll manage.
Are you saying we can stay?
Well, you know how the heating works. Leave it on tonight if you're cold.
Oh, John.
I found one of my old rugby socks if you want to make a stocking for Kylie. I left on the spare bed.
Oh, that's really thoughtful of you. But
I think you know where everything else is.
Oh, yeah, of course I do. I'll make this the best Christmas you ever had.
No, Sharon. I'm not staying.
What?
You're right. I'm lucky. I have got somewhere else to go.
But where?
I'm going home.
See, Mum, we're not going to be late after all.
Oh, no, thank goodness. If Alice had just slept through...
Yeah, Dad and Kate are going to have a job getting her back to sleep now. She's so excited.
They made a lovely picture, settling down to play junior Scrabble.
As long as Alice doesn't catch Dad cheating.
So absorbed, all of them, and getting on so well.
Mum, you're not going to cry again, are you?
No, I'm sorry. It's just been such a lovely evening.
Yeah.
And I was so worried
that Kate would spoil it all. Mm-hmm. No, she's really come up trumps, isn't she? I'm feeling a bit emotional about her myself.
Well, she was good. She still didn't give you a present, though.
She did. She asked me to be the baby's guardian.
What?
I know. Weird, isn't it? But she said she was thinking for two now.
But why you? I mean, not that you wouldn't be wonderful, darling.
No, I know. Well, she said she'd let people down in the past, but I never had. She could trust me with her baby. I think that's the nicest thing she's ever said to me.
But what about Roy?
Well, Mum, that really is up to Kate to decide. Don't you worry about it. Just go on enjoying your Christmas.
We must stop meeting like this.
Hi, Pat.
We're not too late again. We tried to hurry.
No, it hasn't started yet. My lot have gone in to get out of the cold. I like listening to the bells.
Yeah, I'll go on in, Mum.
Okay.
Seat.
Right.
No, Brian.
He's at home with Alice. Kate offered to stay, but she wanted her daddy.
Oh, well.
It would have been nice if he could have come. It must be years since we've been to church together. Still, we did have this lovely family evening.
Lucky you.
I made a bit of a fool of myself, I'm afraid. Oh, Pat. Oh, I'm sorry. He's still feeling down.
The children always put the finishing touches to the tree on Christmas Eve. One of our few family traditions.
And John wasn't there. Oh, Pat.
Oh, well. There's always next Christmas.
Yes. I suppose the place is packed as usual.
Yeah, pretty full.
Yes, it's a popular service. People there you never see again all year.
Like me, you mean?
Oh, I wasn't thinking of anyone in particular. It's nice to see the visitors and people coming home to see their families. We'd better get in. Are you coming, Pat?
Yeah, in a minute.
Well, I don't want to miss the carols. I love carols.
Oh, dear.
Hello, Mum.
John, what are you doing here?
Looking for you. And I might drop into the church, seeing as we're standing right next to it, and it is Christmas Eve.
Oh, that'd be lovely. Didn't think we were going to see you at all.
You can see me if you want to.
Don't be silly. Of course I want to.
After everything I've done.
Don't be daft.
So, after the service, then, is it all right if I come home?
You want to spend Christmas at Bridge Farm?
If that's all right.
Oh, John, of course it's all right. Come here.
Thanks, Mum. Merry Christmas.
How are you doing with those potatoes?
Nearly finished.
You need to go in with the turkey quite soon.
Yes, well, we're on schedule according to my timetable.
Good. Wasn't it nice having all the family with us in church last night?
Yes, it was.
I really liked Janet's sermon.
Every baby's a new start.
Well, she always gives you something to think about.
Lovely having Josh here for his first Christmas. I'm really pleased Ruth's parents could share it with us.
Yes. Although her dad does go on a bit.
Phil?
Well, he does.
Oh, that smells delicious.
You going for a walk to work up an appetite?
No, duty calls, I'm afraid. I've just had a call from Shane. I'm going to the wine bar.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, Mum. I'll be back for lunch. I don't want to stick around. I told him not to open today anyway.
Well, I thought Nelson wanted you to.
Yeah, but I could see this was going to happen. Only place open in Borchester. Of course he's rushed off his feet. Only one thing to do.
Which is?
Close.
Oh, well, don't be long.
Don't worry, Mum. I wouldn't miss your turkey for the world.
Oh, dear.
Nelson wanted the place to open.
Oh, leave it to Kenton, dear. It's not your worry.
I suppose not, but he might have arranged for some extra staff.
I think
or
he's
something.
Doing a splendid job. He's really enthusiastic about it.
Right, there. Now I'll put these on to boil.
I was wondering if he might be thinking of staying.
Oh, no, Jill. Don't get your hopes up. He's obviously doing very well in Australia. I don't think he'll stay.
You're probably right. I should just enjoy him being here now.
Oh, it's nice and warm in here.
Hello, darling. How was Caroline's party?
Wonderful. Shame you couldn't have stayed longer.
Well, we had to get on with the dinner.
Yes. Your father's got a timetable.
Oh, I should think you need one when you're cooking for 10. Or is it 9? Where was Kenton off to?
The wine bar. He's been very conscientious.
Yes, Mum, of course he is. Anything I can do?
Oh, it's all under control.
He is. I think you and your father are being very hard on him.
He's my twin. He can't fool me. But it is lovely to have him here.
A good idea of his for you to have a joint New Year's Eve party.
Yes, if anyone comes. Typical Kenton to have left it so late.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Yeah, only because I've gone round asking them, which is difficult when he hasn't even decided where we're having it.
It'll be fine.
I hope so. Oh, well, if there's nothing I can do here, I better go and rescue Ruth's parents from Daniel.
Yeah, well, like the other way around.
Hey, does anybody know where Ruth is?
Isn't she with her mum and dad and the children?
No.
Oh, I saw her in the yard. She's taking some straw out to the pigs.
Oh, honestly, on Christmas morning, I told her it could wait.
I thought you were going to get that sorted out before.
Oh, I'll have to go and help her. Where's my coat?
You won't be late for lunch.
Don't worry, Mum. No one would want to miss one of your Christmas dinners.
They seem to be happy with their pre-lunch drinks. Now, what needs doing in here?
Just about everything. You can start carving one of the other turkeys for a start.
This soon? Won't they get cold?
I'll keep them warm.
You sure that's all right?
Of course it's all right. Julie, can you leave those and help Tracy get out the starters, please?
Right. Where's Frieda?
Gone home to be with her family. Christmas gets some people like that.
Yes, Brenda took her for one.
Yeah, well, I told you that was going to happen. You can't expect a 16-year-old to want to spend Christmas morning babysitting.
They took us down at the last minute like that, though.
Oh, but you knew best. It'll be all right, you said. Jamie will be fine.
Well, he will. Bet he's having a wonderful time round at Caroline's.
It's an adult drink party, Sid. No place for a toddler.
What else could we do? We were lucky Caroline stepped into the breach.
And you didn't give her much choice. Julie, don't forget the sour cream.
She's a partner, after all.
In the pub? Doesn't mean she's expected to be running a creche.
Look, it's going really well out there, love. You don't need to worry.
It's not going really well for Jamie. Right, second turkey.
He had a lovely time out in his presents this morning.
He should be having a lovely time playing with his presents now.
Yeah, why don't we do that this afternoon?
He wanted to do it this morning. Not be rushed off to strangers.
Oh, we'll forget.
Yeah, well, I won't.
Hey, do you think I should try and take orders for white meat and dark meat?
Oh, yes! Why not make things even more complicated?
Ruth, what on earth do you think you're doing?
I'm putting straw down on these rotten slabs of yours so the pigs can rootle about instead of biting each other's tails because they're bored.
What, on Christmas morning?
Well, don't you think the pigs deserve a Christmas present too?
You are an idiot. It's going to play havoc with the drainage, straw on slabs.
Well, take the slabs out then, put them on concrete.
Just like that?
Why not? It's the way the world's going, in case you haven't heard.
Oh, think about it. Now, can we go back?
What's the hurry?
Well, there's no particular hurry.
I love me parents, but they can be a bit...
overwhelming? Hey, it was nice this morning, wasn't it, just the four of us?
Watching Pip open her presents.
Yeah, and showing them to Josh. It's magic.
You realise what you just said? Just the four of us. That's a lot.
One more than there was last Christmas.
We're very lucky.
Yeah, I know. Although, you know, sometimes it would be nice if there was a bit more time for just the two of us.
It would. We really need to make an effort about that.
Yeah. It's just the two of us now.
And the pigs?
Well, they're all right. They've got the straw.
Shouldn't we be getting back with them?
Hey, my parents are fussing over the dinner and your parents are fussing over the children. We don't need to go back just yet.
Yeah, well, like I said, it was a lot of hard work, but I think it's paid off. Oh, it was fine. Yeah, I will. Yes, love. Happy Christmas to you too, yeah. Yeah, bye-bye, my dear. Bye-bye. Oh. Oh, blimey, just Miss Lucy.
Oh, have I?
Yeah. But she wanted to talk to Jamie too, so I said we'd phone her tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, fine.
Oh, dear. You look as if you should be taking a nap and all.
Oh. How can I? There's all the clearing up to do. How is Lucy?
Ah, she's great. Sends her love. She says we'll have to come out soon.
Right.
And she even suggested spending next Christmas there, but of course that wouldn't be possible.
As long as I never have to go through another Christmas day like this one, I don't care where I am.
Oh, love it. It went really well.
It didn't go well for Jamie. You saw the state he was in.
Ah, he was just tired.
Oh, he was beside himself, overtired.
Yeah, because he'd had such a good time.
Oh, Addie, I suppose that's why he cried himself to sleep.
Oh, all children get overexcited at Christmas.
But what's he had to get excited about? Dragged away from his toys, dumped on a load of strangers, handed round like a parcel.
He'll be fine when he wakes up.
I'm not doing this next Christmas, I'm telling you now. You'll just have to think of some other way of beating the cat and fiddle.
Yeah, well, that shouldn't be too difficult. They didn't even bother to open.
They didn't open?
Yeah, didn't I mention that? Yeah, so we certainly stolen a march on them there, eh?
Oh, did we?
Yeah, I say so. Oh, now, how about a nice piece of Christmas cake with your tea, eh?
Mmm. Well, I suppose I ought to go and put the kettle on ready for tea. Get the Christmas cake out.
Oh. No! Oh, how can you even think about it? I shan't need to eat until next year. That meal was wonderful.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it? Pass me a nut, Jill.
Nigel and Elizabeth will expect something when they arrive.
I'm sure they've had a Christmas dinner.
Unless they spent the whole day in bed.
Kenton.
It's very tiring running Lower Loxley, Liz is always telling me. Oh, well, after you with a nutcracker, Dad.
You think your parents will come down for tea, Ruth?
I doubt it. I think they've finally tired themselves out. They're out for the count.
Now, don't feel you've got to stay here if you'd rather go back to the bungalow for a while.
No, it's all right.
Yeah, I'd be ashamed to move Pip. She's having such a good time playing with Daniel.
Oh, I don't think he'd let her go. It's been a wonderful Christmas for him here with his cousins.
Children have been very good. Look at little Josh. Not a peep out of it.
Oh, not now.
Right. Have you thought any more about when you're having the christening? Only your mother was wondering...
It'd be nice if Kenton could be here for it.
It would be nice if Kenton would give us an idea of how long he's going to stay.
Trying to get rid of me already, my own twin.
Just trying to pin you down, dear.
Oh, you know how I hate that.
I'm sorry, I don't think that's going to be possible, Jill.
No, we'd never get anything organised for January. Look how long it took us last time.
I'd help.
And Mum and Dad are going on a cruise in February.
Oh, lucky them.
Do they need a crew?
Not that kind of cruise. Oi, hey, don't hog the nuts.
So, you're thinking about March?
Or maybe April, when the weather's better. Yeah. Dad'll have a lot of work to catch up with when he gets back, so they'd rather it was later.
Yeah, so we're looking at Sunday, the 5th of April.
Gives the time to prepare something really special.
Be here before you know it.
Well, I don't suppose you'll be here, though, Kenton.
I doubt it.
Oh, well.
Cheer up, Mum. You've got our celebration to look forward to. Our very early 40th birthday party.
If we ever decide where we're going
to
have it.
Ah, I've solved that problem. Came to me in a flash today. The wine bar. Perfect.
On New Year's Eve?
But won't it be a bit crowded?
Oh, Shula's been worrying about numbers, haven't you?
Well, I don't mean strangers.
But won't you still be managing for Nelson? He won't be back, will he?
Another problem solved. Kill two birds with one stone.
Oh, if you say so.
Oh, I'm sure it'll work out fine. It's just a shame you can't be together for your actual birthday.
But we can be.
I thought you said you weren't staying.
Planes fly both ways, you know.
You coming back?
No. Shula's coming to me, I hope.
Oh, Kenton.
I want you and Daniel to come out to Australia. I'll pay. It'll be my birthday present.
Wow. Wow, how wonderful. Are you sure you can afford it?
Hey, you're only 40 once. Or in our case, twice. It can't be a part of such a special birthday.
Oh, how lovely. I just wish we could be there with you.
But you can, Mum. Now, you've been too kind to mention it. Though I bet my brother and sisters have had the odd word to say.
About what?
Me not having bought Mum and Dad a ruby-winning present.
Oh, darling, we didn't mind. It was enough you just being here.
It always is.
And maybe we should just go and check on Pip.
No. Stay for my big announcement. Mum and Dad, my ruby-winning present to you is a trip to Australia.
Oh.
There. Now, wasn't that worth waiting for?
Darling, that would be wonderful.
But are you sure you can manage it?
Oh, yes. I discussed it with Mel when she rang and she was all for it. She's dying to meet you. So, you see, you just can't say no.
Oh, Kenton.
Hey, I wish I could afford to bring you all, but...
That's all right. Someone needs to run the farm.
Yes, but in the middle of harvest...
Oh, Phil, do say we can go. Then this will be one of the best Christmases we've had for years.
Ooh. This is good.
It's chilly out there.
You've got too soft with your city ways now you're back in Brum.
No, it's cold there too. High up, isn't it?
Oh, built on seven hills, no doubt, like Rome.
You can laugh.
Another coffee?
No, not just yet, thanks. Oh, it was nice of you to ask me over.
I didn't know whether you'd come. On Boxing Day, everyone's usually sharp with their family.
That is why I came out.
I know what you mean. We had a bit of a truce over Christmas, but everything seems to be back to normal now. Dad is being such a pain about the shoot of his.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I love mine to bits, but they just keep being so sympathetic all the time.
Yeah?
Mum keeps saying she never liked John.
Trying to make you feel better about it.
To be honest with you, I don't think she ever did, really. I did.
I know.
Have you seen him at all?
Yes, actually. I went round there on Christmas Eve.
Found Sharon hanging up a Christmas stocking, no doubt.
Well, she was there, yeah.
She was? No. He said it was all over. Why? Why did I ever believe that?
It is.
Oh, it's all right, Kate. You don't have to try and make me feel better about it. I don't care anyway.
No, no, really. She turned up on the doorstep because her mate had chucked her out.
And John believed that?
Oh, I don't know whether he believed it or not, but he wasn't having any of it. He soon sent her packing.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a bit mean, actually.
Did you?
She has got Kylie to think about.
She never thinks about her. When has she ever put that poor kid first?
It must be tough for her.
It's tougher for Kylie. Oh, I'm sorry, Kate. You're not going to make me feel sorry for Sharon.
No, I wasn't trying to. I'm just thinking about single mothers in general.
Well, it's nothing to do with that. Sharon would be just as selfish if you got a partner.
That's true.
Having a wedding ring on your finger doesn't make you a responsible parent. Oh, the story some of my nanny friends tell me.
I can imagine.
I don't know why people have children if they never want to see them. If they're determined, they won't make a difference to their life. It's not compulsory.
No, but suppose you found you were pregnant. Say now, after you'd split up with John.
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know.
You'd be a fantastic mother and your family would support you.
Yeah, but what about John?
You wouldn't need him.
The baby might.
Why? It'd have you. Lots of people to love it.
I know that's what a lot of people think. And I've seen it work.
Exactly.
But it wouldn't be as simple as that for me, Kate. I mean, I love my dad. I wouldn't have missed having him round for the world.
Or maybe that's the difference.
Difference?
Oh, nothing. I'm just rambling.
Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. John and me are never going to have babies.
He really misses you, Hayley. But I'm not defending him, but he's so down. And he's really sorry.
Well, maybe he is, Kate. I just don't know if that's enough.
Mind your back, Sheila.
Bit late doing these, aren't you?
Hi, Mum. Yeah, afraid so.
Pigs don't know it's Christmas, you know.
Lucky beggars.
Oh, come on now, John. It wasn't so bad, was it?
Sorry. No, of course not. I had a good time.
In the circumstances.
I didn't mean to sound ungrateful. I can't get anything right.
I thought we'd agreed wallowing in self-pity wasn't going to help anyone.
Sorry, Mum. I've just got a lot to do this morning.
You have to do something positive.
Yeah, well, I'm feeding the pigs. That's a start.
You into lunch?
Yeah, I think so. Is that okay?
Of course, it's fine. I just wondered, when I couldn't find you, if you'd gone back to the cottage.
Yeah, all right, you lot. It's your turn now.
I just don't think you should let Sharon get too settled in. That girl's a limpet.
That's why I didn't want her there in the first place, but...
You couldn't have done anything else. She put you in an impossible position. I just don't want her staying there.
Well, I don't see what I can do. If she didn't have anywhere to go on Christmas Eve, I doubt she's going to have found anywhere by Boxing Day.
I know. We've got to get her out of your cottage.
I'm with you there.
It mustn't be unreasonable. There is Kylie to consider.
So?
Put a time limit on it. Say you want her out by the new year.
As long as that?
Well, it's a week. I think that's reasonable. Not to find anything permanent, maybe, but... Another friend, perhaps?
She'll say she hasn't got any other friends except me.
Look, that is her problem. You've got enough of your own. We've only got her word for it that this Donna threw her out in the first place.
Yeah, that did occur to me. But when she keeps producing Kylie as her
trump
card...
I've been thinking about that too. Kylie has got relatives in the village.
What, the Horribins? You know how Sharon feels about them.
Yeah, well, that's not to say it's how the Horribins feel about Kylie. But I know it's not... Susan's told me her mum would love to see more of Kylie if Sharon would let her.
Well, don't you think they're going to have other things on their mind for the moment, with Clive going back inside?
Yeah, maybe. I'm just trying to keep a clear head about the situation.
Anyway, Mum, I've got to let down these arcs.
Yeah, all right. I'm just saying that if the worst came to the worst, she's got grandparents and aunts and uncles.
Well, you think I should go over there today?
I do. If you want me to come with you...
No, no. This is something I've got to sort out for myself.
Hello, Jenny.
Hello, darling. Now, I just need to put this soup on.
Oh, isn't it ready yet?
Nearly. I've done the sandwiches and I just need to warm up soup.
I hope it's not going to take long.
5 minutes, that's all.
We could do with a bit of warming up. There's not a lot of shooting going on at the moment.
Dear, isn't it going well?
No, it isn't. Distinct absence of birds this morning.
Oh, why's that?
Lord knows. Maybe they've all cleared off to the country park.
Are you serious?
If Jack Woolley had agreed to a joint shoot like
oh,
I wanted...
Oh, getting food.
You can keep your hands off. It's for my guests.
Darling, I thought you were entertaining him.
She couldn't stay. Got all her aunts and uncles coming round or something.
Kate, I told you, leave the food alone.
Well, they're not going to miss one sandwich, are they? I'll be having a slap-up lunch in a couple of hours.
That's not the point.
Do you think that's enough, Brian, or shall I do a couple more?
Yes.
Well, look in the fridge if you're hungry, darling.
He's got no business being hungry. Never seen anyone eat as much as you did over Christmas.
Ah, no, well, there's a reason for that.
Oh, do you want me to help you take it up to them, darling?
I can't manage it on my own, for heaven's sake.
Well, all right. I'll go and get my coat, then. Oh, keep an eye on the soup for me, please, Kate.
Yes, okay. There was no need to snap at her like that, Dad. She's been working all morning getting the lunch organised.
It wouldn't have hurt you girls to lend her a hand, would it?
Debbie's at the Boxing Day meet. Is she supposed to give that up for your shoot?
Well, you haven't been doing anything except gossiping with your friends.
You know what I think about killing birds for kicks? I'm certainly not going to feed those people with smoked salmon while they do it.
Not even to help your mother? Help the family?
The family isn't just you, Dad. I know you find that a difficult concept to grasp.
I do, and it's being barked at me by someone sheltered by my roof and stuffing my food in their mouth.
Sharon? Sharon, you in?
Oh, hello, John. Oh, I was just doing a bit of ironing. Let me tidy up a bit.
There's no need.
Thought I'd bring the board in here so I could watch the telly a bit. Hope you don't mind. Oh, I didn't mean you to find the place in such a mess.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. Oh, I'm so pleased to see you. Kylie will be too. We've been waiting all Christmas.
Can we have that off, please?
Oh, yeah, of course. I wasn't really watching it. Oh, I'll call Kylie. She's in her bedroom and I'll make her some lunch.
Do that. I'm not stopping.
But, John, we've been expecting you.
Why? I offered you a place to stay, that's all.
Yeah, and we're very grateful.
It was only temporary, Sharon. I'd like you to be out by the new year. That's what I came to say.
What?
That should give you enough time to find somewhere else.
But, John, surely it doesn't have to be like that.
I'm sorry, Sharon. It does.
You can come back. We can live here like a family, like we used to.
Sharon.
Look, I've been ironing your shirts. I mean, I can get you some lunch.
No.
And then Kylie's going to her grandma's this afternoon, so there'll be just the two of us.
No.
You know what fun we can have.
Not anymore. Just take your hands off me.
You don't mean that.
I don't want to be cruel, but through you, I lost the best thing I ever had. When you touch me, all I think of is Haley and how much I want her.
That is so cruel, John.
You've got to go.
And what am I going to tell Kylie? How's she going to understand?
I'll talk to her. I'll do it now. I want this sorted once and for all.
Oh, Lord. What am I going to do?
I'll get that.
Don't bother. It might be for me. You're not the only fish in the sea.
Now, I don't want you getting the wrong idea.
Haley.
Haley.
Sharon.
Haley, it's not what you think.
Yes, it is.
I don't want to know. I just don't want to know.
Haley. Haley, come back. Haley!
So he did let Sharon stay. Good for John.
You knew about this?
Oh, it was my idea, actually. Well, that they could stay and he could go.
You don't like Sharon?
I was thinking about Kylie.
And what your situation might be.
What? Are you comparing me to Sharon Richards?
Oh, you needn't worry, darling. Things won't be like that for you.
I know they won't. Sharon never wanted Kylie. She was a complete accident.
Oh, darling, yours was hardly a planned pregnancy. Or was it?
It is now. Well, she had Kylie in a pathetic attempt to hang on to Clive Horobin.
If you're saying that you and Roy decided you wanted a baby, well, I think you should talk to Roy and get his support.
Mum, I'm not talking about Roy. I'm talking about Clive. Are you seriously saying Kylie would really have been better off with him round the place?
Oh, you can't compare Roy to Clive Horobin.
I'm not. Mum, what are you talking about?
Oh, you two aren't having one of your rows, are you? Maybe I'll go back out.
We were just discussing single mothers.
Just what I need. Perfect end to a perfect day.
Oh, it's all right, darling. We won't talk about them anymore.
Mr. Grumpy.
Didn't it get any better?
No, it didn't. Not a good day at all. Going to have a lot of ground to make up with those people.
Oh, well, never mind, darling. I'll go make you a nice cup of tea.
Soothe your brow, bring your slippers.
Could you just give it a rest, Kate?
No, I couldn't. This household is a patriarchal tyranny.
Oh, give me strength. Get back to the single mothers. At least you can't blame me for them.
Oh, can't I?
Not to my knowledge.
Shall we have some cake with our tea, Kate? You'd like that, wouldn't you?
That's one way out of it, I suppose.
Or is this because I'm part of the... What was it? The patriarchal tyranny?
Oh, Brian, don't be silly.
It couldn't be their own fault, of course. I mean, it couldn't be anything to do with them being feckless and silly.
Oh, like Mum, you mean?
That was entirely different.
Oh, thank you. I am here.
I'm sorry, darling, but you know she's not talking about people like you. She's talking about young women like...
Sharon Richards?
No. Now, Lord knows I don't have much time for the girl, but you can see she was let down.
Like Mum!
Well, I wish you'd leave me out of it.
Make me out to be such a Victorian, Kate. I've got a lot of sympathy for some single parents.
I'm sure that would be a great comfort to them.
But the kind of girl who thinks she'll have a baby just because she wants one, with no reference to the father of that child, or her own family, or the social consequences...
Yes, what about that kind of girl?
Look, this discussion's getting us nowhere.
It's irresponsible and selfish and stupid. Of course, the way children are brought up today.
Oh, I see. So you blame the parents?
Brian,
in some cases, yes.
Well, what about this case, Dad? I'm pregnant. What? You're going to be a grandfather, so who's to blame for that, you or me?
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler. The agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studio by David Ian Neville, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.